Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor. Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague and friend, is also my guide to political events that I cannot connect easily. So over these last days, Thaddeus, writing in American Greatness, points to remarks by the ambassador to the United Nations for the United States, Thomas Greenfield, remarks that are very, very critical, extremely disdainful of the history of the United States and race. However, that is not an isolated dot. There are other dots that may or may not be connected to a sudden reversal in opinion making. I point to another dot. We all know that after the Georgia legislature passed certain guidelines for voting in the next cycle, 2022, there was a misstatement of what the Georgia legislature had done by prominent political actors, Democrats, including the President of the United States, making unwelcome remarks about American history that were inappropriate, now understood. After that, and during that period, there were prominent corporations coming out condemning the Georgia legislature. One of them was Coca-Cola, which is headquartered in Atlanta. Now, many days later, we learn that Coca-Cola has started to mitigate its criticism of the Georgia legislature. The general counsel of Coca-Cola has suddenly left after less than a year on the job, a man who was seen as a driver in Coca-Cola's partisan presentation about race in America. We leave that there, noting, of course, that Coca-Cola did not enter into this signing of a document that was issued the Masters Golf Tournament weekend by a number of corporate chieftains, but Coca-Cola and Delta did not participate. Now we come to remarks by the President of the United States to the nation about his infrastructure bill, in which he suggests that America is dominated or threatened by what he named as white supremacists. He didn't name any particular group. He just said white supremacists. Again, race. But the next day, not only the president said America's not a racist country, but also the vice president going on national television said America's not a racist country. These are independent dots. I add one more, because this is politics and you can't be sure. The chair of the DCCC in the last cycle, very successful, Cherry Bustos from Illinois, has now announced she is retiring from Congress. Suddenly retiring from Congress, a very powerful Democrat with great successes. Thaddeus, you can read these things. I cannot. They come at me in all pieces. But I was most surprised by the president's reversal, joined by the vice president. Do these things come together, and do these inform the remarks by the ambassador to the United Nations that was so condemnatory of American history? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. I think what you're seeing out of the Biden administration is the American people will not have the President of the United States and the Vice President continuing to call us a systemically racist country, to call us a racist country, to cast that big lie not only to the American people but around the world. And I think they also have a problem within the diplomatic corps when you look at the United States ambassador to the United Nations saying much the same thing, not only on a broadcast with Al Sharpton and his network, but with at the United Nations itself, as reported by Caroline Glick initially. So the American people will not put up with this, and I think that Biden and Harris and the rest of them are starting to get a rude awakening that the American people want to form a more perfect union, want to join with comity with each other and common cause to continue to perform and promote the American project and experiment in liberty and equality, but they do not want to put up a critical race theory, the implicit bias and everything else that has denigrated the American citizenry to the point where on the world stage you're the communist Chinese reciting BLM talking points and snickering the entire time they do it. The fact that America's diplomatic corps and Americans themselves are propagandizing for the communist Chinese, whether wittingly or unwittingly, is something we cannot have at this critical time, not only for ourselves, but for the entire free world to deal with that nature, that threat, and other threats such as Iran and North Korea.
I puzzled about the corporate chieftains signing on to what it turned out to be falsehoods about the Georgia legislature, about voting rights in Georgia. I puzzled about that. Do you think that they have gone too far and they realize it? Is that why Coca-Cola appears to be retreating?
Why they do what they do, I don't know why they got involved in the first place. Their goal is to maximize profit for the shareholders. And if they don't do that, I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. And the final analysis is, John, if they're affecting the bottom line, it's going to affect all their jobs. And if Republicans are starting to fight back by looking at not necessarily boycotts, but either stopping using products or using them less and hurting companies' bottom lines, apparently not even the overseas or the other sources of income that these companies have, absent the American people buying their products, are not going to make their bottom line successful enough for them to keep their jobs. So they're going to do what they're going to do, which is, number one, is protect themselves and protect their jobs. And it seems that attacking the American people is racist and lying about an entire state or declaring war upon an entire citizenry of a state is not a good business practice. Who'd have thunk it?
They damaged the people of Atlanta by obliging or concurring with the moving of the All-Star game to Denver. However, now we come to an event that happened right after the president's speech about his infrastructure bill for $6 trillion. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina made a speech that was regarded as substantial, but in it was one line: America is not a racist country. Since then, we've read repeated reports of Senator Scott being attacked on social media, attacked and disdained and castigated, something that I'm certain, I mean, politicians deal with all the time. It's a puzzle, though, why Senator Scott's remarks should upset the Democrats, why any of this should upset the Democrats, unless, and that is, I ask, do we think they're seeing polls that suggest to them that calling America a racist country is not a winner? Is that an explanation for all these random events?
Well, you have two different people. Number one is you have the Democratic politicians that clearly know there's a problem, that the American people do not like being called racist by their public servants. That's it. So that's why they're behaving that way. And they're going to pretend that they never really meant it when they called us systemically racist or demanded critical race theory be taught in schools or implicit bias training be taught by corporations. They're going to find some way to try to weasel out of this by redefining the phrase as much as they've done in the past. Now, the other part of it is the people who are attacking Senator Scott and seem hell-bent on proving that there are pockets of racism in the United States on the progressive left, because they don't seem to have a problem putting those into tweets and everything else, is they actually believe it, and yet they're actually, what they're doing is projecting their own racism onto the country as a whole, instead of recognizing that within themselves and that they got a lot of work to do.
President Biden made a speech in which he suggested he was going to infrastructure and other pieces, the American Jobs Act, he was going to spend $4 or $6 trillion. I actually lost count. And that's a political concern for Congress to deal with it. But driving this has been the idea that Mr. Biden is going to transform America. That's why I'm puzzled by his remark the next day, America is not a racist country. Transforming America at the same time you're acknowledging the fact that you've been overstating your opinion of America suggests to me that there's some ad hocery going on here. Is that how to read this? They reversed themselves so quickly, Thaddeus, it's confounding.
No. All they care about is themselves and staying in power and accumulating even more. So when they change course, it's because the American people don't like something they're doing. And again, so they're going to get with their friends and they're going to figure out how to pretend they didn't say what they said, how they didn't really mean what we heard them say, and that in fact we're all crazy for actually thinking that they actually said it and meant it. That's the three stages of denial as a Democrat, yeah.
Do they believe they can get the $4 to $6 trillion by playing ping pong with their remarks here? It's not a way to represent yourself as trustworthy.
John, just step back. The American people right now are coming at a very, very trying and a very emotionally difficult period of time. And they're starting to realize that, my God, they're talking about spending $6 trillion. Not billion, trillion. And they're realizing that that's insane. That they're not letting a 78-year-old guy build his legacy by destroying future generations of Americans' prosperity and liberty. It's insane. And only Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party don't seem to understand. That's absolutely insane to transform a country you've been slandering and clearly don't know anything about. If you think we're systemically racist, you're wrong, and you shouldn't be able to spend $6 trillion fixing us.
That is McCarter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.